Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, the Freedom Hour, on May 27th, 2013. This Monday is Memorial Day, and we celebrate the men and women of our armed forces and those that have given the ultimate sacrifice to lay down their lives for their country. One of my favorite phrases is, freedom isn't free, and that says everything about why the great gifts of freedom and liberty are purchased in blood. There's really no other way to say it. This world is a dangerous world, a fallen world, a world with extremely high potential, but a world in which despots and evil lives. And without the sacrifice and the strength of our armed forces, we would not enjoy what we enjoy as Americans. And I, for one, am grateful. And I think our military, current-day military, the ones that are alive, need our support. They need our votes. They need the support of our elected officials to ensure that they have better lives and that their children have better lives. And it's not always about raising salaries. There's so many ways to improve the lives of our men and women in uniform that don't involve at least extra cash. It does involve money, but it doesn't involve extra cash. We can do so many different things for them. You know, I'm involved in a company called Solove, and I wonder if some of the military out there listening to this program can't catch the vision, and that business could help improve their lives. It's not all about the public sector and what the government can do. Sometimes it's about what we as individual citizens can do. This show is about Solove. This Memorial Day, I want to highlight a Google Hangout presented by Ryan Lelf, my good friend in Solove and my mentor. He is just such a good trainer, has such wisdom in his everyday off-the-cuff remarks about how to have a great Solove business. It's just wisdom, and this is no exception. This was recorded May 26th, and I think it will bless you if you listen to it. So if you want to get involved with Solove, or if you're looking for more information, please go to tour.smart49phone.com. That's tour.smart49phone.com. Tour.smart49phone.com. The reason I have the URL smart49phone.com is because Solove offers, as one of the first offers of many, as a social commerce network, the first commerce part is $49, unlimited text, talk, and data on the nationwide 4G network of T-Mobile. $49, unlimited talking, unlimited texting, and unlimited data on the nationwide 4G network of T-Mobile. We are partners with T-Mobile. We are master virtual network operators, and it has turned out to be an incredibly smart move on the part of management, because when they made this decision, nearly a year ago, T-Mobile was not in nearly as good a position as they are now in terms of the merger with Metro PCS going through, and eventually, perhaps as early as 2014, T-Mobile will begin converting some of that spectrum that they purchased into additional capabilities, especially LTE capabilities for the entire T-Mobile family. And this will allow them, according to some reports, to become the number one LTE provider in the country. LTE is a technology for, it's called literally long-term evolution. It's the technology of hyper-fast mobile phone services and mobile data services, and will allow mobile phones to provide as good or better data connectivity than cable or even Fios. And it's fiber optics have been the gold standard in data connectivity now with the Verizon Fios network, and LTE is nearly as good, and yet it's mobile. So some amazing opportunities open up there. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that Solovey has really enriched my life here in Los Angeles. I hope that you can join us on this great journey. Again, tour.smart49phone.com. If you want to hear more about what's coming up beyond just the mobile phone service, but the Solovey Marketplace, you can find out more about that at marketplace.smart49phone.com. But without further ado, let's listen to the Tribe YOLO Google Hangout on May 26th. And YOLO stands for You Only Live Once. Tribe YOLO. Here we go. Ryan Lelf.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Coming from the depths of the sea tonight. As you can see, it is summertime. We are excited about opening our swimming pool very soon. We had a hot baseball practice today, but this is the weekly Tribe YOLO, where you only live once, Google Hangout. And we're looking forward to sharing some thoughts tonight, mainly focused in on how do you get started once you've enrolled? We've got a lot of new people in our network. In fact, almost 700 people have joined Tribe YOLO in the last 40 days. And so we want to go over some practical tips, some things that we've learned, and just give you guys some ideas that might help you begin enrolling people and growing your networks, and just hopefully give you some encouragement as well. So I'll be sharing some thoughts throughout. I've got Caroline sitting here next to me. She's going to give some announcements here to start off. And then we've got our special guests, Julie and Gary Van Sickle from Branson, Missouri. And just excited for them to talk a little bit about what I would consider maybe some frustration, a little bit of struggle in the beginning, and how they've kind of persevered and are really kind of starting to gain some momentum. Just enrolled a guy that really sees the business opportunity in Florida, who's now over in Puerto Rico. And anyway, you'll be very encouraged, I think, to just listen to them share some thoughts, share a little bit about their story and why they stuck with it, even when it wasn't showing yielding results, and how the Tribe YOLO network has benefited them and blessed them, and they're starting to pick up speed. They've got about 15 people in their network now, so we'll be interviewing them here shortly. But first of all, I want to have Caroline. She's got a few announcements for our network, and I'll let her share those thoughts, and then she can get back to what she's doing. So go right ahead, babe.
All right, just a minute or two. I have just posted on the Facebook page for Tribe YOLO if you could please state where you live. just what city and state that you live in. We've got some creative ideas that we're going to be rolling out in about the next couple weeks. And one of those has to do with a map and where our members are from. So we would love to know where everyone is from. So just post on there. I love for that thread to be hundreds of comments long so that we can kind of get an idea where it is that our tribal members are from. Number two is, if you are willing, I would love to get some 30-second videos of all of you members. It doesn't matter if you joined last week and you're just excited about joining and maybe saving on your monthly bill, or you've been here since pre-launch and you've got a trio or you build a network to thousand or whatever it is, I would just love a 30-second video of you wearing Solvay gear or at least purple orange, telling us really anything about Solvay, either why you're joined, why you're a member, what you love about it, how it saved you money, how you're making money, whatever it is. There is no specifics, just a 30-second video about who you are and what it is about Solvay that keeps you, attracts you, whatever that is. Just 30 seconds long, wear your Solvay gear, and you can email that to me at, email it to tribeyolo1@gmail.com. tribeyolo1@gmail.com. Thank you, guys.
All right, everyone. Now let's get these hearts off here. That was for Caroline, not me. Got to have a little bit of fun, you know? So want to jump into a few things, and then I'm going to interview Julie and Gary. One of the things that I have definitely learned as we have been around relationship marketing and dealing with people for about 13 years now is that I think it's very helpful and also important to be able to help people get off to a fast start. And I think anytime you can help people see some results early on, it doesn't guarantee them that they're going to do well long term, but I think it helps early on maybe when belief is a little bit lower. Some people get involved in a business and they're excited about it and they go to a family reunion and they're sharing it with their family, and, you know, negative Nancy's there, or, know-it-all Nathan, and they discourage you, or they give you a hard time, or they tell you all the reasons why it won't work, or some long story about how they took a risk one time, tried a business, and it failed. And so many times people internalize that, and as we've talked about so many times, belief drives everything. And so one of the things, if you're brand new or you have just started or you feel like you haven't enrolled as many people as you would like, it might seem like a basic thing, but sit down tonight or sit down tomorrow or sometime this week and make a list of 25 or 30 or 45 or 50 people that you feel like you have a friendship with or you know well because they're your family or you work with them. And actually put it on paper, and that's a really great first start. I think there's just something powerful. I was looking back a whole set of notes just the other day that I found from all the way back last summer when it was pre-launch, and literally it was just notebook paper after notebook paper of me making a list of all the people that I was contacting that I wanted to remember to contact. And I had found dozens of those, and then I would remake them, you know, and who do I need to follow up with, and who said they're interested. And back then, I was just sending people this 39-minute vision video. And it was, well, who's watched the video? Who hasn't watched the video? Who have I sent it to? Who have not? Who have I talked to live? Who have I answered their questions? Who's watched the video, but I haven't talked to them, so I don't know if they have questions? You'd be amazed at how many people have interest out there. They've watched a video, they're seeing some of the Facebook posts, but without us connecting in a one-on-one setting through chat on Facebook or a phone call, they have questions, and they don't always verbalize or let us know that they have those questions, and so sometimes they're kind of just waiting for us to reach out to them. So make a list, and then start using mysolvay.com as you for two things. One, Outreach Manager has all the videos. The other place that you want to go and be familiar with is you want to make sure that you subscribe to Solovey TV on the YouTube channel. Solovey TV. They have every single video categorized, and you can easily hit share or cut and paste and send those links if you're not as comfortable using the Outreach Manager to your friends, to your family. You can put it in a private message on Facebook. You can put it in a text message. You can send in an email. Even to this day, I'm still introducing people by showing them or sending them a video. And then it's just a lot of follow-up. So you might say, well, Ryan, what if I send the video to 10 people? I'm new. I don't even have a basic understanding yet. I'm still learning myself. Great. Well, if I personally sponsored you, and most of you know that even if I haven't personally sponsored you, but you're in our network, I'm always looking for opportunities to do a three-way call or to jump in a conversation on Facebook. I will be happy to have you watch me and listen to me answer some questions for the purpose of two things. One, to help you enroll and recruit those people for you, not me, for you. Number two, so that you can hear me share those answers so that you begin to hear what answers are given to help people move forward and get involved. In the meantime, I wouldn't wait until you know everything. So I would leverage myself, or if you're under another person in our network that has enough knowledge and is willing to jump on and do those three-way calls or do a Skype session or do a Google Hangout or chat with someone, use those people. We benefit from you growing a network. When you grow a network, it grows our network. And we have a genuineness. We want to see people do well. If I haven't said it before or you haven't heard this, I think my favorite stat of everything that's happened in the Tribe YOLO network in the last 9 months is that we have 348 people currently, as of about 2 weeks ago, that are earning at least $20 a month. I'm very, very proud of that. That's what this is about. This isn't about Ryan or Ryan and Caroline or what we can do or how much money we can make. This is about how many people can add financial success to their bottom line. How can they lower their commerce and increase their profit? And I'm proud of that. 348 people. Well, that happens by leveraging experienced people like us that know how to talk to people. You don't need to feel bad. We didn't learn this overnight. We've been doing this type of thing for 13 and a half years, and we came in with a lot of knowledge and experience. The other reason you want to get real familiar with My Solovey is you do want to begin to educate yourself. You want to get a working knowledge of making sure you look at the coverage map and that you're a good sponsor and that you make sure that people who are enrolling are going to be in an area where the service is going to work great, or if it's going to be a little bit less than great, that you're very upfront with them. You're going to want to become familiar with which phones work the best and the differences between whether someone maybe has a Sprint phone or an AT&T phone and which ones are compatible. You're going to want to just become familiar with the tools and the resources. You're going to want to know that we have a website called empoweredliving.biz that's great for people to use. You're going to want to know that getaphone.biz and gsmnation.com/Solovey is two good places to get phones. You're going to want to know that in the files section of our Tribe YOLO Facebook group page, that you can go and there are documents with IMEI numbers. There are documents on which phones are most inexpensive and where to get them at Walmart. There are documents for APN settings. And so you don't need to learn all that overnight, but as you're leveraging leadership and as you're out there recruiting and enrolling and learning by doing, you can also take 10 minutes a day and begin to read up and just familiarize yourself with My Solovey. If you're really wanting to be active in Solovey, I suggest you go there as often as possible. And I really believe within 90 days, anybody, even someone just kind of being involved spare time or part-time, can really have a working knowledge, can have confidence, feel like they can point people. You don't want to have all this knowledge to data dump on new people. You want to be able to point people to where they can get access to this. That way, people who are really motivated and who really want to engage, they can go get as much of that as quick as they want. Others who just kind of want to do it at their leisure, they won't feel like you're just shoving a bunch of stuff they're not interested in down their throat. So So you just want to know where this stuff is, and those are just some real helpful tips. But make a list and start reaching out and introducing this to people and letting the videos do that. And then if you want me to share with you how I do that, let me just give you a role play, and then I'm going to go over to Julie and Gary and kind of interview them. But if I had someone that I had shown them the video or sent it to them, they had watched it, and they said, man, I'm interested. You know, I would call them, and let's just say that, you know, it was my friend George, and I'd say, man, George, let me just tell you what happened. My best friend sat down with me a year ago. He shared the vision and the concept of Solove about the trends of social media and the way everybody has a cell phone today and how commerce is so expensive because of the billions of dollars that people spend on advertising. And he said, man, we're setting up the first ever social commerce company, and we have figured out a way to eliminate those advertising dollars, put that in the hands of the members, and by doing that, lowering the cost of what people already use and do every single day. So for an example, in my household, my wife and I had two iPhones with AT&T. We were paying between $180 and $220 a month. So for us, the first product that Solove has launched is in the mobile industry. They've partnered with T-Mobile, which is a 4G nationwide network, as you're probably familiar with them. They're a top four provider. There's 331 million active cell phone accounts in the world today, or I'm sorry, in the U.S., and the average person's paying over $70 a month. The average smartphone user's paying about $100 a month. Well, that cut our bill in half because at Solove, it's $49 a month, unlimited talk, text, and internet with no contract. The thing that got me excited about the business opportunity was that, number one, I was winning from day one. This wasn't a product that I had to add to my life that would cause me to spend more money, but was actually saving me money. And the other thing was, is I knew everybody had a cell phone, and I knew everybody was looking for ways to cut costs, and most people are looking for ways to make extra income. I was in a job where I was making a great income, but I really wasn't happy with working every Saturday or long retail hours in the evening in the car business. And so when I heard that they were going to launch a company that was going to take the trends of social media, the networking aspect of relationships, and the conduit of a mobile phone, and then go into things like retail where they were going to partner with companies like Walmart and Sam's Club and Home Depot and Best Buy, and they were going to take the collective bargaining and leverage power of having hundreds of thousands and eventually millions of members, and they were going to be able to cut what I spend money on and how I'm able to then share that with friends. And literally by just getting a good deal, now there's a business opportunity. Well, that's turned into an amazing thing for my wife and I. And, man, we would love to share more. And so that's just kind of what I say. And it just comes out similar but different every time. It's not necessarily scripted. What you want to do is just speak from the heart. Be yourself. The worst thing I think anybody can do is to try to be me or to try to be Stacey Wallace or any other leader. I literally am not a fan of really talking about a lot of scripts or exact things that need to be said. I'm a bigger fan of whatever due diligence or time you need to take in order to believe in Solove, the concept of it, and then getting the facts so that you can feel great about talking about it. I believe that when you believe it in your heart, it will just come out right. You'll have the right things to say. The key is say less to more people, and once you give them a quick 1 or 2 minute overview, you kind of tell your story about why you're involved, then zip it and let them ask you questions. Let them then give them a short answer as possible. If you don't know the answer, be honest with them, and then be quiet again. Most people in conversations cannot handle silence in between the questions. And so they just start talking, and they just start data dumping and throwing up, and they actually create objections, and it feels pressure. It feels pushy. Most people don't want to be sold anything, but everybody loves to buy into something when they believe it's their choice. So lead people. Be comfortable with silence. Give them a quick overview. Tell them your story, and then ask questions. So anyway, I've got a few more things I'm going to share here in a minute. I want to go over to Julie and Gary. I want Julie to talk a little bit about how she got involved first, And then I'd love for Gary to share about how he was a little bit of a late bloomer in believing in Solo Bay. And I want to know kind of what changed. And then I'll ask you a few questions from there. So if you guys can unmute, I'd love to have Julie start off. And then, Gary, you say a few things after that about how you got involved and why and how that all came about.
Yeah, hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you great.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, actually, I don't have a car right now, so I'm on Facebook quite a bit, and I kept seeing Solo Bay coming up last year, and finally I got irritated because I couldn't find out anything about it, and so finally I contacted the person, actually, and it wasn't you at the time, that was putting the post out, and I could see the opportunity, and Zoe, my daughter, who's also in Solo Bay, she did not have a phone at the time, and she was actually able to get a phone, so she joined Solo Bay. And I wanted to join with her and help her, but I didn't even have the ability at that point. I'm just being really transparent to get a phone. And I watched, actually, just to see how everything came together. I was actually tuned into an international grace conference that I didn't even know existed because I've gotten into grace recently. And I'm listening to somebody introducing this guy called Ryan Lelf. And I'm ironing in my kitchen at the time. And this guy comes on and he gives this great testimony, which blesses my heart because so many of the things that have happened to you in the financial area were just where Gary and I had been and still were, in all honesty. And then all of a sudden he says, well, and now I've got this, you know, God's put, I don't know if you say God, but now this great business has come into my life called Solo Bay. Well, I screamed and then I dropped the iron because I thought, my gosh, that's the business that Zoe has just joined up with. And we were really quite new to Grace. And so it was like, oh my goodness, this is just amazing. So I think I emailed you. I think Zoe even emailed you. And so we started to watch you. And in all honesty, and I hope this isn't politically correct, but we actually decided to move from the sponsor that she was under, not because they were not good people. They are now Thousandaires, and they are very good people. But for us, it wasn't the right connection. And I've heard it said, and all that I've listened to of late, that, you know, it can be the right business, but you need to be within the right team, even within the right business. And so for us, joining Tribe YOLO with all the support and everything that we get was the right move. And then actually I was shown a phone from somebody, a ministry in your network, which again came about all because of you. And from then I was able to join. And yes, it has been slow. We came, really and truly 9 years ago, we lost everything in a bad business move. And I guess, Gary can speak for himself, but my self-esteem was nowhere to be, was nowhere to be seen, you know. It just was not. I have, you know, right now, and this is, none of it is self-story. This is just me being transparent. Maybe this will help somebody. I don't have a car. I don't get out much. I have a computer. And there's this opportunity. And, you know, we're in our mid-50s. There is no way in the natural that we can ever recoup everything that we lost. But when I saw this business, I could see that there was a way. And for me, just because from what I believe, and everybody has a different belief system, I realize that, I could see that this was a way that we could do it. However, what you said is so true with that belief, because I could see it, but I had all these doubts. You're not good enough. You can't do this. You tried Amway in England and you failed. No one has, you don't have credibility with anybody. You don't even have a car. No. I mean, it was all just swimming at me. Well, in the middle of all this, I really, and I know you won't mind if I share a little, I really got to learn who I was in Jesus and that I am perfect, that I am without fault, and that I am complete in Him. And I have to give credit really to Connie Witter's ministry for that, because of Jesus Ministries. Because I have really learned that it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter even what my husband thinks about me or the neighbor or anybody else, because in God's eyes, in His eyes, I'm perfect and complete. And when I began to focus on that, my mindset began to change. And then I obviously began to give out a better vibe to people. And, it, you know, it, 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 has, it's not easy, and it did take me a long time, and you know, things would happen, and I'm like, ugh. But I just kept tuning in to Tribe Yolo, tuning into all the other things that Empowered Living put out, got my belief system back up again, and that is it, Ryan. You are absolutely correct. You get the belief, and that will empower you to go forward. And you're right. Now, you know, I enrolled my son Tyler, and he had our first social when Ryan Wirch was doing the socials, and I nearly cried when I saw all those teenagers in the room. Well, yeah, teenagers in the room, because I don't want any young person to go through the struggles that we've been through, and they all have that they can all grasp this and run. My son Tyler is. And Zoe is, again, she's a little like me. You know, we haven't got the social structure that he has, just different, you know, paths that they've taken. But she'll do it too. So really, we are a family affair. And even my daughter last night made us orange and purple bracelets for Zoe and I.
I love them.
So it is a family affair. And, you know, I know that this is a way that we can recoup what we have lost. We need a residual income. I think everybody in America, in the world probably, but definitely in America, needs a residual income. The good education, the good job doesn't cut it anymore. And I love Tribe Yolo. The people that I've met are amazing and encouraging. And yes, I'm very excited that just yesterday I did actually enroll, Friday, I guess, my first person that I did not know that came via Facebook. I know Gary kind of thought, you're never going to enroll anybody on Facebook. You know, I think he thinks I'm sitting there all day just, you know, having fun on Facebook, not doing anything. And, you know, I get this guy, and I've had some kooks. I have, to be honest with you, that is not necessarily up to solar bay, so they get the bye-bye. But but this guy, I spent an hour talking with him, and then Ryan, very true to what he says, if anybody's new out there tonight, he spoke to him for half an hour, too. And, yeah, sure enough, this guy has gone off with a very large number of SIM cards to Puerto Rico, and he does not want to come back with any. So I'm encouraged and inspired, and Gary joined up just yesterday. So I have a goal to be social partner by July so that I can get involved with merchant acquisition, because Ryan knows I have a thinking going on about that right now. And I want to be in Seattle on September 21st. Being a thousand air, because that's my birthday. So.
Oh, wow.
Is that what you wanted?
Hey, Julie, that would be ineffable.
Yes. That's almost a private joke. I was telling somebody on Facebook today that is definitely Ryan's favorite word. Yeah. So, I don't know. Is that kind of what you wanted? I mean,
I'm trying to keep the water from coming down out of my eyes. Really, I am.
Stick with it. If anybody is where we're at, I mean, literally, I mean, just another thing in the middle of all this, I have a huge filling and part of my tooth goes missing. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you can't even get that fixed. And so the enemy starts again, you know, sort of, you're just useless, blah, 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 blah. But I now know who I am in Jesus, and he's just hooked us up. It has all been supernatural. So, over to...
How can I top that? what would you like to know, Ryan?
Oh, I just would love to hear your perspective, Gary, on just what you kind of observed while Julie was kind of involved, and maybe you didn't have the belief yet, and then... If you would say maybe something kind of changed, or what then caused you to go, I think I want to believe again. I want to give something a shot again.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. You know, I did want to give something a good shot again. I wouldn't necessarily say I didn't have the belief. As Julie mentioned, we've kind of dabbled in network marketing for. Oh, gosh, how many years?
Well, just in England.
Well, in England. Yeah, two different ones there and our second one here. And, you know, the day I was introduced to network marketing, it excited me. Just the concept of it, you know, irrespective of the products or what the company was, just the concept of it really got me excited. And I've always been a firm believer in the concept of it. But, you know, the ones we got involved with, you know, products were questionable, the support was questionable, et cetera. And so anyways, when Julie got involved, however long ago that was.
I got a phone given to me probably in about, I've only been in about 4 months, I think, four months.
But, you know, when I heard about Sullivan and she explained it to me, I mean, as soon as she said $49 a month, unlimited voice, data, and text, you know, my immediate thought was, well, it's a no-brainer. You know, I was paying, well, through my company, $85, $90 a month, and pretty much everybody else I knew was paying a similar price. And some of them didn't have unlimited data, voice, and text. So it caught my interest, and, you know, I've kind of sat back as a spectator, and I've watched Julie and Zoe go at it full-fledged, 100%. And
I guess we're doing it wrong.
No, I don't think I was critical you're doing anything wrong. But I guess I really admired their sticking it out, their just staying with it, their enthusiasm that both of them expressed all the time. Obviously, I got connected with you, and I started hearing a lot more about Ryan, and occasionally listening to some of your videos or stories. And so it was inevitable, really, that, you know, I was going to join. I was just being a stubborn little guy, that's all, for a while. So, but I'm on board, and I'm excited as anybody else. Like I said, I love the concept of network marketing, and in particular Sullivan. When you got a product that's $49 a month and everybody else is paying 40, 50, 60% more than that, it's, like I said, a no-brainer. And with social commerce, which I don't fully understand yet, I'll get more in tune with that very soon. That even sounds more exciting. It'll be just top it off.
That's great, Gary. I think what you just said is probably the way almost everybody felt the first time they ever heard of this idea, that you could tell your friends, and then they could tell their friends, and then they could tell their friends. And if you've ever gotten a calculator out before and even done something as simple as three who get three, and you go out 8, 9, 10 levels, I mean, it just blows your butt out of the water how many people it turns into. And then you add in the way our world's set up today with social media and the speed at which that travels and the exposure of being able to let people know about something. How could you not be excited about it? And then I thought you brought up another point, though. How many people, though, got excited about the concept but didn't have the support? Or they had someone who, unfortunately, was probably like I was at one point in my life. They were a very insecure leader, so they applied a lot of pressure, which nobody enjoys. Or you had a company that really, the model was great, but their product didn't make a whole lot of sense. It was overpriced or very expensive or not an everyday necessity. And, you know, I'll just tell you, I've got a guy that him and his wife have really heavily tried to recruit me, even after I've had quite a bit of success in Sullivan in another business that, I mean, he even pulled the, you know, I think God wants me to work, you know, all that stuff. And the reality of it is the guy just resigned. And I'm thinking, dude, if you believed in it so much, and he said, well, I didn't like the auto ship, and I didn't like the pressure, and I didn't like what it was doing to people, and how they were having to spend all this money and how much it cost to get started. And I'm telling you, Gary, I mean, the satisfaction that I had for the conviction that I feel about this opportunity, you know, it does take time to build up residual income at Sullivan. There are other opportunities that even I could go and I could make more money quicker, but I couldn't feel the same way about it as what you were just saying here. And I don't know that any of us fully understand the rest of this social commerce aspect, but if it's anything close to the way I think I understand it, if being a Sullivan member means that I can basically buy some of the same products that I buy every month, but because I can pull out that Solovay Visa card, I'm now able to pay less? I mean, that's a world changer. I mean, we have a society built on consumption. You build a platform that ties into all the social media aspects and then is a platform that basically says, hey, we're going to pay you money for the habits that everybody's already in. It's called consuming. And we're going to show you how by being a member with us, that's going to cause you to pay less for what you have to have anyway. I mean, if that right there doesn't like generate a little enthusiasm in anyone watching tonight or hearing, going, I got to do whatever it takes to find out how this works, yeah, I don't know what else is. And then just going back to what Julie said, I think every person listening tonight would say that they've been through something that they would consider tough in their life. And I think most people, if they're honest, would say, like I have felt for so many years in my adult life, I feel condemned, or I feel shame for things I've done, or I feel guilt, or I feel like I'm disqualified, or I'm not sure if I'm good enough, or I don't know how to handle rejection, or I worry too much about what people think. And all of those things are such deterrents from the simplicity of, I believe in a business, I tell people about it, I learn, I answer questions, they enroll, and I repeat it. I mean, when you think about that right there, that is not hard. But when you have all the mental and internal garbage and crap and things going on, that simple little task becomes so difficult and so hard. And although training is helpful, tips are great, I tell you, Julia, and you might speak again on this just real quick, I don't think that unless any of us can have that transformation occur inside of us, I don't think all the training in the world will help anybody really ever build a great Solovay business if they're constantly living out of a inferiority or complex that says I'm not good enough, I can't talk to people. And we all know the more exposed you get, the more criticism. I mean, I just got some hate mail just like 2 days ago. I mean, guy basically called me an asshole. I mean, said I was a total jerk, I needed to find humility, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, how can you take and handle that if you don't have the truth in your heart? So just speak a little bit more about what has that done to be able to carry out the task of following up with people, reaching out, Facebook, talking, of knowing more about who you are and why that makes such a difference, Julie, especially coming from how low you felt as a human, because I can relate to that.
Oh, I felt low. Well, it's made the difference because I now realize that I am special, I am valuable, that I am important, that there's nothing that I can ever do to be loved any more by my Heavenly Father. That has allowed me to begin to see people in a different light. Mm. So that I don't feel like, you know, you hear, if you help people, that's the way that you'll build this business. Well, that's what I kind of knew to be right, but I wasn't feeling that in my heart because there was so much shame and about how, you know, where our finances were basically within myself. But as I began to get a hold of that doesn't matter, this is who God says you are, then I could begin to see other people and out of and where their hurt was, and if they were rude to me, like I can't tell you the amount of people that we got from Craigslist ads that I would ring up and say, oh yeah, could you call me back in, you know, half an hour, and I'd call back, nothing. You know, just time after time after time. But these I began to see through a different light. They are hurting people too. Mm. And then because of the change in me, I can honestly, like the gentleman that enrolled on Friday, I was able to share my heart. I told him, and he's probably about the same age as us, I told him where we had been and why I got involved with Solovay. And so, you know, there's a cliche that says, what is it now, facts, tell, stories sell. And because now I'm not ashamed of where I'm at, because I'm established in who I am in Jesus, I'm no longer ashamed, and so I can tell my story. I can be honest. And somehow, I don't exactly know how it works, but people pick up on that. So that transparency, if you like, that honesty, my heart, I do want to help people because I don't ever want people to have to go through what we've been through. I don't want any teenager like Tyler has just come in and he's working really hard. But I want young people to be able to be safe and secure and to have an opportunity. So it is about just knowing that I'm valuable. And I
wow,
have a,
this is huge what you just did. I'm so thankful that you're just so transparent and open. So you just basically told everybody, you gave us all permission to recruit people through authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
That actually the truth about where you are financially, that you don't have a car, that's why you want to do Solvay, actually connected your heart to this guy you don't even know. And he didn't go, oh, I don't want to join you because of your pathetic situation. And by the way, you wouldn't have wanted him on your team anyway. I mean, how many more people could feel like they could be out there recruiting and enrolling and sharing when instead of having to hide the truth of the situation they're in, they could actually use that as a launching pad, as a way to connect to the rest of the world and go, it's okay to be hurting, it's okay to be down, but it's just not okay to stay there because you don't have to. I mean, I just think so many people go, well, Ryan, you know, if I had 5,000 people in my network, it'd be easy to recruit people. And if I just had, you know, several thousand dollars a month coming in and I could fly here and drive there, they all think it's easy for me because of my circumstances. And what you just said might be the most powerful thing of this whole hangout tonight is that the truth of where you're at and your story is the best recruiting tool anyone can ever have. And no one ever has to teach you how to use it because you ain't got to memorize your own story because you already know it. Man, Gary, anything else that you would just like to say or add around just when you feel good about yourself and you know who you are, how that translates into then activity, talking to people. And we all know the more people you talk to, the better your chances are of growing the network.
Yeah, actually observing Julie over the last couple of months and just the last few minutes on this hangout, she really is a changed person.
Mm.
Her confidence is at a level where I probably haven't seen it in years. And like I said, I've kind of sat back and just been an observer, but that's my nature. I'm a pretty quiet, soft-spoken, very sometimes rarely spoken individual. But I've seen what it's done for Julie. She's extremely confident. I have no doubt she will be a success in this business, but our whole family will be. And I would say probably she's taught me something about not just the business, but just what she shared just a few minutes ago about how you believe in yourself. And, you know, I would have thought, well, not recently, but a while back, like, Julia, gosh, I got to be rich in order to present this opportunity to somebody so they see proof that it's working. But that's not the case. It's the sincerity, opening up, being straight from the heart, and showing that you care about them and that you want them to succeed. And that's what will grow the business.
Yeah. Oh,
man. What other people? You know, like I can point to where you're at because I know some of your background from the testimony that you've shown. So I may not have it yet, but I can say, and I can point, and that's one of the things that I've learned. You know, you can use the tools that are available and then point to people that are, you know, further along than you are.
Yeah, that is a great example. I mean, I think that's a kind of a hidden secret that you can be honest about where you're at, point to the leadership maybe that has a different place and different story, but also share where I've come from or anyone else in our network and say, hey, whatever I'm not able to provide, I assure you our group can provide or our leadership can provide. As we kind of wrap up this hangout with you guys, and I'll say a few things at the end, the last thing I just like for, and especially Julie, because I know you've been on there a lot, there may be some people who watch this tonight, but this goes on to the YouTube channel. There may be people watching this 6 months from now that are just trying to figure out, is Soul Day something they want to be involved in? And maybe they don't have a friend who's already involved and they want to get connected. Talk a little bit about Tribe YOLO, our network, and what it feels like to be in our network. What would you say to a person out there that might be looking at getting involved at some point and is trying to find good sponsorship, a good network to be involved? How have you seen it benefit you guys?
Okay, well, Tribe YOLO and yourself and Caroline are amazing, and I'm not being paid to say that, but just you really have. I mean, we switched networks to be under Ryan and Caroline, if I'm speaking to lots of people here, because of the way they operate their business. Like Ryan says, they do not pressurize you, but they are there to encourage you or to point you to where the information is at. Because of their leadership, they have in Tribe YOLO an amazing team, and I have never in my life, I think I posted something like this today, I have never seen the support and the help that comes from everybody on Tribe YOLO. Just very briefly, back to the story of my person I enrolled on Friday. We were hunting for a SIM card in Florida so that he could be activated just on the spot before he flew out to Puerto Rico. Well, everybody was pulling together, even, I believe, from different networks. Some of those people were, Ryan, just trying to help out. And then later on that evening, the gentleman was having challenges setting up his APN settings, and I had sent him some stuff, and he hadn't, I guess, looked at it and what have you, but there was some stuff that I hadn't even seen, and there was probably about 15 different people, or 15 different posts, maybe not people, of people who had chipped in and had helped him. The bottom line being, he was activated and happy. It was amazing. And I had told him about Tribe YOLO and my conversation with him. I had told him how great it was, the great support that it was, and it blessed my heart now. And because there he was in the midst of a situation, he was tired and frustrated, and he saw the proof that Tribe YOLO pulls together. Everybody is there to help everybody else. We all learn in the process. There is not, in my opinion, a better team. You know, obviously, I'm a little biased, but honestly, it makes all the difference. I mean, just even today, I was messaging with someone who's in Tribe YOLO from Seattle, and we were just chatting, and we have become friends. You know, we figured out we have the same goals for what I shared, what my goals were for this year. Well, we have the same goals. So, there's just always support and friendship. So I love it. I mean, and I certainly appreciate the techie help. I'm going to be very happy when Mr. Techie here gets learning about APNs, because I am not techie. Zoe has been my...
Neither am I. That's what I got Caroline for. I got her for many other things, but her brain is very different than mine.
I love Tribe YOLO. I mean, so I would recommend anybody that's out there looking, I mean, you know, check us out. But honestly, from my heart, it's the place to be.
Well, I appreciate you saying all that, and I can say for Caroline and I, it really is the overall heartbeat of Solovay. You know, we've been so blessed to be able to go to a lot of these regional events, to get to know Ryan Wirch personally, Chantel, Jim Ryan, Maria, so many of the executives that work at corporate, some of the other people who work at corporate, Stacy and Larry Wallace, Jose and Svetlana Miranda, of course, our best friend Shad and Ashley, many other people, from Alex Sizer to Laura and Jeremy Wells to Ricardo and Claudia Gloria, who I'll be with tomorrow night in Kansas City. And then I'm blown away, like you said. I mean, it was people from another network who hooked up your guy with a SIM card, people that I had never met. There really is, from the top down, a sense of purpose, a sense of integrity. A different kind of person is attracted to Solovay. And when Ryan Wirch first really explained this concept of offering equity shares and people having the long-term opportunity, I mean, I know it could take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years for people to reach the levels of that, but it should, you know. This is not a lottery ticket. This is not about overnight success. I was speaking at a meeting the other night, and I said, look, the turtle wins the race. Just come in and be a turtle. I mean, you know. There's so much hype in this industry. There's so much overselling. There's so much setting people up for failure. I mean, I literally just wanted to give an absolute standing ovation for anybody that was even willing to look into Solvay, because I know people get hurt. I know people have had bad experiences or down. So just having the guts to say, I'm going to see if I can get myself going again, I applaud that. And then to get involved, I mean, 9 out of 10 people, you're already winning. You cut your cell phone bill. I mean, even if you never do anything beyond that, you're not on auto ship. You're not stocking your garage. You're not going into debt. I mean, you are winning from day one. And if you've even signed up one person, God forbid if you've signed up one trio, I mean, we celebrate that. That's a big deal. I mean, just being a member of Solvay makes so many things tax deductible. You don't have any tax deductions paying your cell phone to Verizon or Sprint or AT&T, but you do. The minute you become a Solvay member and use the mobile service, you need to have a conversation with your accountant. You can start writing things off even before you start recruiting and making money. That's a really big deal. So the culture here, the friendships, it really truly is powered by relationships. Don't compare. Please look at Caroline and I and put it in perspective, just like we look at Stacy Wallace and put it in perspective. If you're out there tonight and you have a few people and you're beating yourself up because of what Caroline and I have, well, that would be like Caroline and I beating ourselves up tonight because we don't have as many as Stacy Wallace. It just doesn't serve us well. What is Stacy Wallace going to do? Beat herself up because her brother came up with the idea and he overrides the whole company and she didn't do that? I mean, I don't care where you're at. If you get into comparing, it won't serve you well. It'll take you away from enjoying your journey, being happy for others. Be secure, as Julie said, in your identity, in the creator of the universe. God's crazy about you. You take his breath away, and it's all apart from any of your behavior or performance. So when you get that, Solvay becomes something that you can just choose to do, and you can choose to do it as much or as little as you want. The great thing about being in our network is we're going to treat everybody the same. We have no expectations of anyone, and we just believe that when you can let it go out of control and you can let people come and go and be and act and do and enjoy their membership, enjoy being involved, please, by all means, if all you do is enjoy the $49 a month, man, you can feel great about that. You don't ever need to feel bad that you're not out sharing it. If you're sharing it casually and you're just getting one every few months, great, feel good about it. If you're working it hard part-time and working towards maybe eventually having an income that can allow you to step away from your job, hey, that's awesome. If you're already in a position like a couple of people to be able to generate enough to do this pretty much all of the time, like we are, wonderful. We're not better than anybody else. There's just certain aspects that make it different for each person, but everybody is valued and everybody's on a journey. So as we wrap up, I want to just remind everybody, there's nothing better than being plugged in to the Tribe YOLO Facebook group page. That's the conduit, that's the vehicle that exposes you to the empoweredliving.biz website or the webinars that Solvay does, or reminds you to be on the company's site that tells you about all the stuff going on, the events. It lets you know that I have a Tribe YOLO YouTube channel and I put out videos that might help you. It's great for support. We have a files document. I mean, it reminds you to go to My Solvay often and get familiar with that. I mean, if all people did was at least stay plugged in to the Tribe YOLO Facebook group page and they were willing to give themselves time to let their belief be formed, to let their efforts compound, to utilize our leadership, to do three-way calls, to let us help you recruit and enroll people before you even get confident yourself, I really don't think you can fail unless you get the disease of unrealistic time frames, you start beating yourself up, and you disconnect. We're not going to beat you up. We want to be your biggest fan. We are. And if we screw up on that, I assure you, we'll correct it. It's unintentional. It's definitely not our hearts. So let's just give a huge round of applause to my great friends and wonderful people in Tribe YOLO, Julie and Gary Van Sickle. We really appreciate you all joining us tonight. We appreciate everyone who's tuned in or anyone who may be watching this. I hope you're blessed, and I hope you have a little more hope tonight, and I hope you'll give it time, and I hope you'll just come in, soak it up, be a part of it on whatever level, and relax. Let yourself benefit from so many great things happening at Solovay. And remember, you only live once. We'll see you guys later. Have a great week.
That was the great Ryan Lelf, my friend in Solovay, and Julie Van Sickle and her husband, Gary. What a great testimony they have to the power of Solovay to help a family get back on their feet, change their life. You know, I wouldn't be involved with Solovay if I thought that it wasn't available to everyone, anyone, even people without a lot of money. I mean, and really, it's available to just about anyone who has a cell phone. If you're paying a cell phone bill right now, any kind of a cell phone bill right now, then Solovay is available to you, because your only entree to the business, the membership, the cost of membership, is to transfer a cell phone over to Solovay. That's all you have to do. Now, I happen to be in the position where I was paying on a family plan for on T-Mobile for five phones. I was paying $320 a month. Now, actually, that's not bad. It's not bad. It comes out to about, $320. It's about $60 a month, maybe, per phone. We had three smartphones. My wife didn't have a smartphone at that time. And it was myself, my wife, and my three kids. Now, coming into Solovay, I immediately went from $320 a month to like $260, 49 plus tax times 5. So it's actually in California here, it's about $54.44 per line. So I saved almost $70 a month just by switching to Solovay. So that was, you know, like Gary said, that was a no-brainer. It was easy to make that decision. Also, I was already on T-Mobile. So all of our phones were compatible. It was really easy for us, and that was the first step. Now, the second step was building my level of belief in the company and as an opportunity. Would this be the kind of business that I want to represent to my friends, my family? Would I want casual observers that know me, or high school friends that have known me pretty much my whole life, to think that I've gone off on the deep end and joined some crazy network marketing company? Well, since I've been involved in September of 2012, I've realized that I am proud of being associated with Solovay. They are a wonderful company. The leadership is amazing. Smart, which is very important to me. They're very smart and very agile. They've made lots of moves, changing the compensation program a couple of times to make it better. There's nothing perfect in this world, and they are moving forward to make things better at all junctures. So I feel confident that my family is in good hands, as we are in the Solovay family. And, you know, Ryan talked a bit about the fact that the top money earner in the company, Stacy Wallace, is the sister of the CEO. And that relationship is amazing. And it belies the confidence that this whole family group has in each other. I tell a story every chance I get of attending the conference in Las Vegas It was a Friday-Saturday conference. And Friday morning, there was a special training session. We had gotten there late or early, however you want to look at it, Friday morning, and got a few hours of sleep. And then Ryan and I split up. He had to go pick up his wife at the airport, and I was just hanging out at the hotel, the Paris Hotel, where the conference was going to be. And, you know, the conference, this special training session is going to start at 11, and I'm there at like 9:30, so I've got plenty of time to just hang out. And around 10 o'clock, about an hour before the conference is going to start, the CEO's mother comes by. Can you track with that? The CEO's mother, Ryan Wirch's mother, Donna Wheat Wirch, comes by where the training's going to be, and she sees there's a group of us, about seven or eight or nine of us, hanging out and talking, and she comes by, says hello, and she gives each of us a hug. Now, she gets to me, and I say, I can see you're a hugging kind of person. And she says, that's right, son, my whole family is a hugging kind of person. And she just proceeds to give me a big hug, a big, warm, friendly hug. And it made such an impression on me. It indicates from the very deepest personal level that the leadership of the company, his mother, and his sister are all in on Solovay. They are all committed to the success and the longevity of Solovay. It's a safe place to be if you want to be with a company that cares about its members. And you know, I'm under no illusions. Things happen. I was with a great company. I hate to relate this in any way to Solovay, but I was with a great company where it was called As One, A-S-O-N-E, As One, where there was no fraud. There was no hint of impropriety or embezzlement or anything. The company failed because the CEO died from, we believe now, he died after getting pancreatic cancer. So you see, things can happen that are completely out of the control of everyone involved, and companies perish, and we live in a fallen world. I think that short of a catastrophe, and there could be still a catastrophe, and Solovay could, be just a blip in history, a footnote in history. And that's still possible, but despite, in lieu of, or I should say, if a catastrophe doesn't exist or doesn't happen, I believe Solovay is going to go on to become one of the premier direct sales network marketing companies ever. And I'm here right at the beginning. I've gotten a hug from the CEO's mother. I've talked with the CEO and his wife. I've talked with the CEO's sister. I feel that I have done my due diligence, and I've seen the heart of this company. Solovay is the right place to be if you're tired of pills, potions, and lotions, and you want to be in a growth industry. The mobile industry and social commerce is a hyper growth industry. So join me, ladies and gentlemen. Join Solovay. You can find out more at tour.smart49phone.com. You can find out more about the future of Solovay, Solovay Marketplace. You can go to marketplace.smart49phone.com. And I just encourage you to take a strong, hearty look. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you so much, veterans, for your sacrifice, your leadership, and we pray, my wife and my three children and I pray that if you have lost someone, that you will find peace in the knowledge that your fellow countrymen are deeply, deeply grateful. So with that, happy Memorial Day. Have a great day. Be safe out there and enjoy the day. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.